Welcome back, gentlemen, to Song of the Dead, Session 5, the ongoing adventures of the city of Thanos, and this collection of ne'er-do-wells and esoterics who are all scrabbling for power and control and dominance in the city. Session 5. When we ended on Session 4, we were rapidly approaching the trial of Harbinger Ray. We spent most of Session 4 working through where the trial would take place, who would be involved in the trial, who would not be at the trial, and ended just on the cusp of the trial. So in my mind, there'll be a few things that we will address, but hopefully. Just lost Bane.
You lost me.
Lost you on roll 20. Your character's gone on roll 20. So, now you're back. There we go. So where we left things is that it has been decided that Harbinger Ray is going to be tried or investigated, whatever the term would be. I've used trial throughout, so in front of the Pantheonic Council, which is kind of the informal name for the heads of the temples in the city. Thanos, again, is named after the goddess Thene, and Thene is the patron saint of the city, so Thanosophene, who is the high priestess, sort of the leader of the council, but she's not the only player involved in the Pantheonic Council. There's a representative from each of the gods in the council, and they have concluded and convinced the Archon, potentially through the good services of his advisor, Salomon Cardoso, that the trial should take place in front of them, because this is really a religious issue that's been brought to light. Ray's conduct constitutes an assault on the established religious order and on the persons of the established religious order. So really, we spent last session kind of working through that. Bane had some adventures of his own within the Syndicate. So Bane, where do you think you stand within the Syndicate now?
I think that I have probably gained a little bit of standing in the Syndicate. I got my rival Selic on his heels just a little bit.
I think you meant Tarek, but that's all right.
Certainly it's not over, but I think that I've made a pretty good case for myself on why the Syndicate should follow my lead as opposed to his.
Of course, now you have to deliver on that, aren't you?
Yeah.
So hopefully you're going to have a plan on how to deliver.
Yeah.
So, O'Dali, you've been asked to not attend this trial, and you've been probably a little perplexed about that. Any additional thoughts about kind of where you stand as you go into the last day or so before the trial?
Oh, no, I'm getting my brooch ready. It's going to be some broaching with the brooch.
And Salomon, where we left off things is you had gone to Ray to find out why she was so adamant that O'Dali Mog not be present for the trial. And you have the sense that Ray is willing to put her fate in the hands of the Pantheonic Council and the Archon, which is good, because again, the last thing you want is an uncontrolled situation to take place during this trial. Any other thoughts before we start doing the basic stuff at the beginning of the session?
Nope. I think okay. We're excited and ready for the trial to begin.
Well, I'll probably give you all a chance to do a couple short scenes while we are awaiting Brad's arrival. because I actually had a short scene in mind for him before the trial. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. So we always begin our sessions. Normally, we do something called patron rolls. I actually did those earlier today and emailed the results out to everyone so that we could think about what those results might mean, how they might manifest themselves. So Salomon Cardoso, your patron is the Archon, Marcus Corpus, and you rolled poorly. He's displeased with Salomon because, and you'll notice if you look over at our shared Google Doc, I actually have kind of preloaded in the pre-session stuff. So that it's easy for us to keep track of different things. So I've already got that preloaded in there. The only thing I haven't written down is precisely why. So I'll give you one more chance to convince me why Marcus is displeased with you before I roll with what I want to roll with.
Roll away.
So your meeting with Ray took you late into the evening, and you were very tired and had some things to think about. And so when you returned in the late evening, you just returned to the pillars and went straight to your quarters, your lush, opulent quarters, and went to sleep, you know, rested, whatever you do to recover, you know, mull your thoughts, plan how the next day was going to unfold. In the morning, when you arose, you went through your little daily routine that you start the day with, and in short order, two of the servants that work in the pillars have arrived almost simultaneously at your chambers, not your office where you work from, but your personal chambers. The first servant there is a servant that you know directly serves the Archon. And that servant says, Master Cardoso, the Archon wishes to see you in his private chambers as soon as possible.
At once.
The other servant's kind of there, like, looking, like, what about me? So are you going to interact with the servant, or are you going to go straight to the Archon?
So what about the other servant, he said?
The other servant is there, basically mm-hmm. arrived almost the same time, but did not address you, doesn't appear to be with the first servant. So they apparently might want to talk to you as well, so...
All right, speak up, man. What do you need?
You sending the first servant back to tell the Archon you'll be there shortly?
Yeah.
Okay. So the second servant is someone that works more directly with you, and they look slightly nervous, and they stammer a little bit. Master Cardoso, you were gone last evening, and... by the time you returned, it was so late, and you went straight to your quarters, and it wasn't really, it was unclear what the best course of action would be, so it was just, I decided to wait to tell you this. I hope you're not angry with me, but while you were gone, I'm not sure how this happened exactly, but the Archon has... Well, the Archon ended up coming to where we've been holding the woman Sendane, and he ended up talking with her, and then she actually left with him, and we have not seen her since she left with him. We think we know where she might be, but we didn't know that we could confirm that, so and again, I apologize. But it was, you weren't here, and so we were not able to, and they kind of just trail off.
Well, I'll have to deal with you later. I need to go handle the situation right away.
Okay. So, You go to see the Archon.
Yeah.
And you enter, and he looks a little peeved with you. Solomon, why do I have you aid me? And what do you think your role is when you aid me?
To help guide you along the path of proper leadership, sir.
Aren't you supposed to keep me informed of important happenings?
And have I not done so? If
well,
you're displeased with me, then tell me so.
I am displeased with you. I am very displeased with you. It appears for some time now you have had the most remarkable woman in your care, a woman with the most amazing and interesting story and experience, a woman who might very well shake the foundations of how things work here, and you never bothered to share with me that you had her in your custody, that she had interesting things to share with us?
I'm afraid you'll need to provide more information on who you're speaking of, but I have no such woman in my possession. There's a recent foreign slave girl that doesn't even speak our language that I've had the pleasure of holding.
Okay, I'm just going to go above table for a second. Nothing I'm about to say changed in the last 15 or 20 seconds. So I'm not screwing you just because you gave me the opportunity to screw you, although the rules allow me to screw you. So you hear a pleasant laugh from behind you, the laugh of a woman from behind you. Are you going to turn and look?
Front row.
Yeah.
So you turn and you see in a robe that you would perceive like a dressing gown, like something that someone would put on after, you know, just getting out of bed versus like clothing that they would wear out of, you know, into quote unquote public.
Mm-hmm.
You see a woman and you recognize her. It's the woman Sandane. And she speaks to you and responds to what you said in perfect, whatever the language is for this region. Oh, Salomon, slave? Really? That's all you could come up with?
Well, that's what you were brought to me as.
And the Archon.
Since when did you learn to speak?
This is not a new skill. It's a skill I've possessed for quite some time. Maybe
so
you should
playing
learn
stupid.
To. I learn things. Sometimes it's easier to learn listening and not talking. Some people love the sound of their voice and think they're the cleverest person in the room. I enjoy spending time listening to those people.
Mm.
So the Archon is burst in. Slave girl who doesn't speak? This is the girl I'm talking about. I don't know who you're talking about, Solomon. She says you've kept her here in prison. She's an ambassador. You can't keep an ambassador on important diplomatic mission, just hostage here, and not tell the Archon? Oh, Solomon, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. Go, finish preparing for the trial. Leave us.
I'll nod and walk away.
Okay. Sorry, Gersh. That's been in my pocket the whole time that she could speak. So, didn't make that up for you.
Right.
But let's talk about happier thoughts. So you leave from your tongue lashing. The Archon's pretty unhappy with you. But here's the good news. at least the people that work for you, other than the servants, you're really happy with. So you're really happy with Bane. And do you and Bane want to explore exactly what Bane's done for you that is making you so happy?
I don't know. I can't think of much because we weren't very happy last time, and he hasn't really done much for me. Definitely has not informed me that the chick that he brought is an ambassador or speaks language.
I don't know. I'm kind of curious to find out why he's so happy with me.
I'll be happier with you if you kill her.
Or maybe more. Or maybe I should reintroduce her in your presence in a more amiable way, I guess. What about that?
I don't even understand what that means.
maybe you should be reintroduced to her in a different situation. Not with the Archon.
I don't think that'll go well. I think she's got the upper hand on me. Why am I happy with you? What have you done for me recently? Maybe I'm happy. I'm happy with you because you're stirring the pot at the syndicate, and you're trying to do a leadership change. And I hear rumors of such.
Yeah, certainly. I think that my leadership is the way that the syndicate ought to be going. I think that there is opportunities to expand our distribution of RISA. I think there's money to be made for all hands who are participating in that in that area. But I also think that I do think that I have a place to play with Sindana. I think that maybe there's more to the story there that we ought to explore, and I might be able to help you with her.
Yeah, if you could find out more information about her, then that'd be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I guess we wait for Paulos to jump in the game, and we will see how that goes for you. So,
I got it. Odali has an idea for a solo scene.
Sure. Perfect.
I think I would like to whisper to the unspeakable power to see if I can find out why people don't want me at this trial.
Okay, roll it up. And...
Or did we want to finish doing the begin stuff? Or were you still waiting for Brad?
Well, that's the patron stuff. The other thing to do is the attribute stuff. So,
it's hard to do without Brad. Let's do it. Let's do the scene, and then you can always retcon stuff, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Because I think Odali is like, what the hell is going on? And, you know, he feels a little disconnected. I think he's got a tenuous link with Solomon and a link he broke with Brad's character.
Paulos.
A link he stressed. So maybe he's... Anyway, all right, so let's do that one.
Whispers in the other boom.
Damn, boy.
13, you're going to make me already start thinking of stuff. not nice. Okay. Do you have a preference for which of the things I pick?
Voice. Let's go with voice.
I think you just pick curious sensation.
Yeah, I was like, you feel a vibration in your toes. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
All right. On a 10+, whatever happens, the unspeakable power will provide clear insight to you on the guidance you seek. Okay. This might have big consequences. So you do hear a faint voice. Ask me one more time what it is that you asked the unspeakable power.
Let's see. How do I want to word this? What? Who and what stands to gain from me not attending the trial of what's her face? Jesse's character.
Ray.
Mm-hmm. Who or what stands to gain from you not attending the trial?
Or maybe who and what? I guess that's two questions. I'll let you can work with that and give me what mm-hmm. you feel
so
I deserve.
How the voice would say it.
Mm-hmm.
How to word it, given the way you worded the question. So the voice whispers back to you. Ray will be one step closer to the truth if you are not there. It fades away.
Fascinating.
Double down.
I could.
Well, you can mull on that for a little bit, O'Dowley.
I'm mulling, yeah.
So, Bane, you know, kind of last time I remember you being involved, it was the emergency meeting where you managed to turn the syndicate against Tarek, and he actually was detained under suspicion that he's been holding out on Sweat of Risa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the one small problem you have with that. I mean, you won kind of that court of popular opinion with your arguments there, but they detained Tarek, and if you remember at the end, the leaders were, you know, announcing that that they were going to send people to search, you know, Tarek's, like, known places he hangs and his stash houses and places like that. They're not going to find any Sweat of Risa there unless you do something about that, and I'm not sure how you're going to do something about that. So
Palace is supposed to be helping me.
Okay.
Spread.
He's out. Go ahead.
No, I say Palace is supposed to be helping me substantiate the at least the belief that is the truth. So I got to rely on him to do him to fulfill that part.
Though that rumor has definitely been flying around, but they're spreading rumors. Mm-hmm. So the syndicate leadership's actually acting on this now, and they're going to go toss Tarek's places. But you know that, at least as far as you know, Tarek really isn't holding out on any Sweat of Risa. So this may be a short-lived victory for you.
Right.
So I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not necessarily telling you what you should or shouldn't do. I'm just throwing that out there as potentially something to address before this trial gets underway.
So I think that there is information to be gained for our advantage, and I think that I am the one to be able to obtain that information, and it's not through me, but through somebody else. And just give me some time, and I will bring that information forward.
Who are you telling that to?
I'm telling that. So I would tell that to the syndicate council, to the syndicate leadership.
Say that again. Run that by me again.
So basically, the premise is that the syndicate is they're looking into Tarek's, he is hoarding Risa. And what I'm saying is I think that there's information to be gained through basically I can bring information that can be used to our advantage on the distribution of RESA. And that if they give me a little time, I'll bring that information forward.
Well, I think they're more concerned right now about the fact that you suggested that Tarek is holding out. And I'm giving you a window of time here, because it's going to take them some time to, have people go toss his places and this, that, and the other. So there's a window of time where you could consider, how you want to be prepared to react to that. So if you wanted to do something, you could certainly do something. If you don't want to do something, then we'll just kind of fast forward to your private audience with the syndicate leadership.
Let me see. I'm looking at my skills. I'm trying to see if there's a way that I can plant information on my rifle.
All right, so I'm going to cut scene. I'll let you mull on that. Salomon, you have made your way back to your staggeringly wealthy chambers. Actually, you've made it to your offices now where you work from, which also are extremely well-appointed, far above what any other voice in this world would ever expect to have. So... incongruous how much wealth you have as voice. But in any, anyway, now that I've tweaked the Swede, this is just not your day, Salomon, because you're back, you're getting settled in, you're trying to make sure the last details of how everything's going to work for the trial comes in, and one of the magistrates himself, not one of his aides, but one of the magistrates himself has arrived to see you.
Okay.
Master Cardoso, there's a situation that has developed, and I don't know exactly what to do with the situation, but I believe it's going to be of such magnitude that you need to know about it, and you may want to have some involvement.
Please, let me know.
This morning, we've become aware of 5 citizens who have died in unusual circumstances. And the one common thing is that we have uncovered at this point in time is that they all appeared to be people who would use this sweat of Risa that they talk about.
Okay.
I'm not sure that... I certainly, as a magistrate, don't have the expertise to really do anything other than take the statements of the family members and persons that know them and the persons that were with them. But this is what they're saying. I don't really know that much about this. I wasn't sure who we should seek out for guidance. So I was reluctant to go to the priests without coming and talking to you first.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing the information. I'll have to determine what to do about these horrible events.
Right. I will leave one of my assistants here. He has the information on the locations where these events took place. What else would you like me to do while you are considering how to proceed?
I guess if there's any way to have criers go out and inform the citizens of the dangers of...
Just say no.
Yeah, of the tears. Yeah, perhaps if Paulos was here, he could help sway the crowd away from the dangers of this new threat.
Bling, bling, bling. Drugs are bad.
Pretty much.
Right. Well, you could certainly send the magistrate to go to speak to someone at the Guild of Unsullied Strings to assist in spreading the word.
Yeah.
Brad is emailed. I just don't know.
I don't know what that meant.
I don't either, so I am.
It sounds like he's out.
I'm sort of thinking that he's, that me,
because if he was going to be in, he would say he would just join.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's been an hour
now.
He
would have said, I'll be in at time end.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Sounds like rather perfect,
yeah.
Perfect opportunity to stick him.
I like it. Let's do it. Let's all gang up on Brad.
So... Solomon, you
Carl,
send...
your laugh is evil, man.
Yeah, I'll send the magistrate to the Guild of Unsullied Strings.
Okay.
And they don't necessarily have to sing songs about it, but start spreading rumors of the dangers of people dying.
Okay.
So I'll try to put a little fear in the citizenship.
You can do anything else?
I'll, Yeah, I'm going to actually, I'll bring this to the attention of the Archon to try to get on his good side a little bit.
Okay. So you go back to see the Archon, and when you gain a minute, he kind of gives you another scowl. You notice that Sindana is still there with him. They are... appearing to have kind of a pleasant chat when you are ushered into his presence. So, Salomon, what now? Is it not the trial, is it? Is that gone wrong as well?
No, sir, but I just wanted to share any new development of the substance that the woman on trial was attempting to poison you with. That there's been deaths out on the streets of people that are taking this particular
deaths. People
drug.
Are dying.
People
how
are
many
dying.
People have died? How many?
So far, there's been five, but we don't know how many this will be. If this is truly on the streets. Or if this is truly out in the open, then it's something that we need to do our best to try to maintain and protect the populace, sir. So I wanted to inform you immediately of this new development. And we're trying to spread word of the dangers of the...
yes,
of the
yes,
sweat.
Definitely. Spread the word. So I do...
But I'll inform... Shall I inform the priestesses of the danger of this drug and let them know that it'll be expected that they consider its lethal potential in the trial?
He kind of glances over at Sindane, and she gives kind of just the slightest nod. Yes, yes, that's a good idea. Why don't you go yourself? I don't want this to be confused or mistaken or misunderstood. The importance, and that's why I want you to go on my behalf. Go now. Go speak to Thanatophene and make them aware of the situation.
As you wish, sir.
Okay.
Must kill the woman.
Anything else, Solomon?
No, that is all, sir.
The player of Solomon, Gersh, you want to do anything else?
No. Oh, okay. I'll go to the priest and
all right. So we'll cut scene. Odali, it is in theory the morning of the trial, although I'm trying to decide how we're going to run this session now, if we really are only going to have the three of you. So for our listeners at home, Ray could not make it this evening, and it's her trial. So part of me was already slightly reluctant to do it, although Ray and I had a pretty extensive conversation about. So if we had all the other players, I would have done it. I'm just thinking about whether I'm going to do it if Paulus is not available as well. So, but Odali, it's the day, quote unquote, of the trial, or very close to the trial. Mm-hmm. And what is Odali Mog doing with his time and his information that he has?
Well, he's been pondering the information that the unspeakable power provided him, perhaps with some agave nectar. And enlightenment has not come.
you must drink the nectar.
That's right. And obviously not enough nectar. He's going to start. He was planning before, and now even more. You know, he needs to see what's going on at this trial. So I'm thinking, actually, in order to try and succeed, he will maybe spend. He might. Reach out to the what the hell is this faction called? Order. The Keepers of the Seal. I can't even remember my own faction. That's how bad it is. But I've got 5 points of honor. And I feel like Odali maybe I'm trying to think of how. The benefits my faction provides are secrecy and magic. So this being, I want to make this role successful. So I'm trying to decide how to role play spending one or two honor points on the role to study a situation remotely.
Okay. So can you hold that thought for a second?
Yep.
Because under a theory that potentially Brad's not joining us, I wanted to kind of circle back to the front end of the session and at least let you guys that are here pick stats for each other to highlight.
All right.
So you can do that. And we'll talk about your entanglements. And we will get back into doing some scenes. So let's do it this way. Let's start with Bane, the character to your right will be Odali Mog. So Odali Mog, what stat of Bane's do you want to highlight for him this evening?
What are you up to this session, Bane?
My primary would be using steady.
I'll give you steady. That's okay. How I roll.
Okay. And the character to Bane's left would be Solomon. So Solomon, what other stat do you want to highlight for Bane?
If I recall, Bane wasn't nice to me last time. So we'll go with Archon. Or Arcane. Wow, Archon.
Freudian.
Arcane. Nice. Yep. And so then that takes us to Odali. The character to your left is Bane. Bane, what characteristic do you want to highlight for Odali?
You are arcane, right?
Yeah, arcane's always good.
I'll give you arcane.
Thank you.
Character to Odali's right is Salomon. Salomon?
Sorry.
Okay.
I muted myself. We will go. So, what's your next good one there?
Sly or Steady, probably. Sly okay. would probably have more use in this session
than Sly.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Sly. And then Salomon, the character to your right is Bane. Bane, what are you highlighting for Salomon?
Your strength is Sly?
Wily and Sly, yeah.
What? Which one's plus two?
Wily's plus three.
Oh, okay. So I will highlight Wily.
Oh, okay.
So.
I'll get you next one.
And Odali, what characteristic are you going to...
I'll give him Sly. All right.
Okay, so here are the entanglements I had originally picked out, although I'm open to revisit them. Odali, I gave you reveal the extent of your power to someone who may covet or hate your abilities.
Okay.
And a note for all of you, as I was going back and looking at your entanglements, I noticed something I had forgotten. For every character, they've got three potential entanglements, and then they've got a blank line, which basically means that I can always come up with a custom entanglement, which I thought about a little bit today, and I wasn't quite sure that I had any.
Is it you or like there's
that's
an advancement?
An advancement. Yeah.
Yeah, it says create with the MC's approval a fourth entanglement for yourself.
Well, there you go. Maybe I misunderstood that. Okay. So, Odali, if you have a strong argument that one of your other entanglements would be more interesting.
Yeah, I don't really know where this session is going to go, so let's stick with
not
your
to do I. Play to find
well,
out what
gosh,
happens.
Gosh, Rex, I just can't condone that as a GM, just winging it like this.
But when I wing it, it's a feature, not a bug. So okay.
Right back at you, buddy.
Okay. Okay. So Salomon, I gave you double cross someone who trusts you.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Okay. And Bane, I gave you steal something valuable or important from someone powerful.
I'm good with that because I think I know where I'm going to go with that.
Yours is the one that is now pretty obvious to me, but we'll
see. So,
yeah. I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to do with it. So, okay, Odali, you were talking about spending honor, and you're about how you would role play it. The way I'm perceiving this, and having read the rules again, is that the honor that you're spending really is the accumulated status within your faction that you have. So it's kind of like the cumulative effect of the good work you've done in the past, advancing its agenda and this, that, and the other. So I don't know how hard you have to think through how to role play the spending of the honor. I just wanted to kind of make that clear. I'm cool with you putting some thought in and role playing the role, but I don't want you to feel like, oh, I don't really have anything good, so I shouldn't make the role or I shouldn't spend the honor. So
yeah,
it's,
okay.
It's
I could just do something cheesy like, you know, I do the interlibrary loan request for the how to study a situation remotely team. Keepers of the Seal, ILLC.web. IRC chat channel, because it is low tech, so it's all IRC.
Yep. Let me just see. Did you put the information about your magic item in your character sheet? I think you did.
I can give it back to you. It lets you study a situation. It's the first checkbox. It stands between me and chaos, the last checkbox on the two items. And then the bad thing is it attracts the attention of something horrible. Mm-hmm. Roll plus steady to be not noticed when you use it. Oh, I should have asked for steady. Oh, well. My bad.
So what are you going to, what are you trying to get out of your faction?
I'm basically, I know that this trial is coming up. I know that, you know, I'd like to be, I'm going to get my demon brooch out. I'm going to, you know, make the salt circle and, you know, maybe clear my mind, do some meditation. And, you know, maybe there's some favors I can call in from someone in the faction that would give me some additional items or, you know, some cantrips or something that would let me boost my connection to the unspeakable power so that then I can really, I want to study a situation. I want to see the whole thing, right? I want to be like a ghost, and I want to be able to see not just the trial, but like the behind the scenes stuff. I'm going to fail this role miserably as I set all this up, but that's what O'Dowd, you know, he's going to like put on the hair shirt and purge and all kinds of stuff. You know, he's going to fast.
The faction role is you reaching out for your faction to gain the ability in some way or fashion to make your magical item more potent or more powerful.
Right.
That's what you're asking. So that's going to be the faction role. Then,
okay, so we'll make a separate faction role. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Call on your faction basically is when you're trying to get your faction to help you, and the only thing that it does is you spend honor to modify the role, and then depending on how the role goes depends on, you know, what you get, and and that's all set out in the move. So, and you can spend as much or as little, actually it's 0 to 3 honor.
Okay.
You can never spend more than 3 on an honor roll.
Well, let's spend all 3. I'm gonna burn it.
So if you click on the call on your faction, it should give you a place to input the honor. And I think I put the thing in there to give you also put in a forward. I'm not sure you'd ever get forward on a faction roll, but who knows?
Right. Well, that just does the move. Is it a button?
There's a button on the bottom of the screen.
Call on faction. I don't have it. That's good. Over here. Maybe I need to.
Let me go over.
Have you shared it with players?
I put it in the bar.
Yeah, you also scroll down. There's a hidden scroll bar for me, anyway. Study.
Are you in the macros? Or are you?
I'm in macros. I have engage in combat, face duress, persuade with ledges, study person, study situation, threaten with force, whisper the unspeakable power. Of course, I may have done some of these too. But if you're the GM and you've made one,
right?
Like if you click on it, well, let me look at
Let's
one.
See.
Oh, it's not letting me.
Call your faction. Visible to players. All players. Let's see what happens now.
There you go. Call on your faction.
I will also see. I was doing some work, guys.
Yeah.
And
help or interfere. Yeah.
Help or interfere. So what I basically did is got rid of the buttons that I made for your individual characters that actually key off your stats. And what I've replaced it with are these standard roles that wouldn't really play off your characteristics. So now y'all should be able to see those on the bottom. So help or interfere taking harm, call on your faction, refuse an obligation. Boom, 5+2. You spent 3.
Glad
look at
I
that.
Spent 3, baby.
All right. So on a 10, you get to activate one of your faction's benefits. So which of your faction's benefits?
Magic.
Magic? Okay. So I have an idea on how this would work, but you're also welcome to come up with your own.
I've bloviated my ideas about, you know, interlibrary loans or
okay.
I don't know if there's a person that could help me. If you've got something, I want to hear it.
Think about it.
Hmm?
What about your buddy Kuvar?
I thought about Kuvar, sure. Mm-hmm. But he seemed non-magical. I actually went back and looked at the document, right?
That's probably a fair comment that he's non-magical. So so we're going to retcon this because, again, in the last session I did say I was going to kind of play fast and loose about the passage of time before the trial and exactly where events fell. So we'll say that the request to exclude you was a few days before, and mm-hmm. you became aware of it, and so you put the word out because you were contingency planning, and mm-hmm. so Kuvar shows up at your shop, comes in and kind of waits till whoever's there departs and gives you the knowing look. I assume you go and, you know, put the out to lunch sign up or whatever you do
mm-hmm.
to
make him some tea. Sure.
Make him some tea. Yeah. He doesn't mm-hmm. drink it. So I think he didn't drink it last time, if I remember correctly.
No,
hopefully,
but I'm going to do it every time.
That's fine. He's not going to drink it every time. This is our thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Kuvar says, I've been told I need to help you with something. And before I say what he says next, describe your brooch again.
I wrote shit down. What did I write down? Demon fly brooch. So I always envisioned it as like this. So I kind of keep it hidden, and it's pretty grotesque.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very large, but the eyes are like these multifaceted, you know, well, they're small, like ruby stones, and they kind of like, they, you know, they're red, and it's like a really kind of like, it kind of makes you a little bit uncomfortable to look at.
Okay. So Kuvar pulls a small bag out and he says, I've been sent this. And he opens the bag and there's I'm going to call it a chain with a small spherical. There we go. That's what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
A small sphere that looks pretty much identical to the eyes on your brooch. But it's just the eyes. It's not the rest of the
uh-huh.
the body. And he says, I've been told that I need to attend the trial and I need to wear this while I'm attending the trial. I hope you know what you're getting me into.
I like it.
So
Steadicam.
You need to understand something. You know, I know who we work for and the work's important, but I think I made it clear to you before. The whole thing they call magic, I'm not really, that's not my thing. I do other things, as
mm-hmm.
I think you've figured out at this point in
mm-hmm.
time. So I'm just saying.
We make a good team then, Kuvar. Don't worry.
I'm not completely comfortable with doing this.
Oh, yeah.
And if some strange stuff.
Probably
strange,
you will not have.
Just listen, old man. If some strange stuff happens and I'm not happy about it, I'm going to know whose idea it was, and you and I are going to have a. We're going to have to settle up on that.
threaten hey, carefully.
You should. I've been told to do it. I follow my orders. I'm going to do it. So I'll wear this on the day of the trial, and I have some work to do to make sure I'm going to be able to get in, but I don't think that's going to be too much trouble. And I'll wear this for you. So anything else I need to do other than wear it?
No, you might be able to hear messages from me. I'm ad libbing. if you hear my voice, it's okay. It's just me communicating with you, and there may be something I want you to focus on or investigate.
Pan right. Zoom.
We work for the same force, my friend, and we both know its power.
Yes.
Trust me. I know you are true, and I will protect you from the unspeakable.
Right. He looks a little uncomfortable, but he's all right. So I've got some things to do to make sure I can get into that trial. So I'm gonna take this, and I'll make sure I'm wearing it when I'm in the trial.
Excellent.
But he departs.
I like
he
it.
Departs. So, Bane, what are you doing?
Well, I think I'm scoping out the Archon's residence.
The Archon's residence.
Yeah.
Wow. Some of the pillars.
Yeah.
Okay. And any particular reason you're scoping out the pillars?
Well, you know, I think Sindana can help in a number of ways across multiple areas. So I think that really I'm scoping out Sindana.
Okay. Well, the last time you knew anything, she was being held in this, not really a cell, but it was a small room in a kind of out of the way part of the pillars that had been used in the past to bring people in and out of the pillars that weren't supposed to get a lot of attention, and to do it in a way that it wouldn't draw a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
So now Carl the player knows that that's no longer necessarily where she's at, but how does Bane the character know? Well, or does Bane still think she's there? And if not,
so,
how would Bane know that she is somewhere else?
So if I need to have another interaction with Solomon, we can do that. But I was making the assumption that I've had at least enough interaction with Solomon to know that Sindana is not necessarily under his care anymore, and that she is with the Archon.
So maybe I just misunderstood how you explained that. So do you think Bane already has that knowledge, or
So I'm assuming. So we can go through that interaction with Solomon, but I'm assuming. So I made the assumption that I've got that information based on the interaction that Solomon has had with the Archon.
Yeah. Plus, we also had our meet and greet kind of after, and one of the things I said is, oh, find out more information about her.
Okay.
So I would have passed that information that she was at the Archons.
Okay. So, Carl, what move do you think you would be using? Because you might have to do some convincing on this.
So I'm looking at the bottom of the screen here, and I'm seeing face duress. But basically, I'm trying to the way I see this is that my assumption is that I understand that she's with the Archon. So I mm-hmm. am I think that she's of value to me in probably multiple situations. I could use her for leverage in multiple situations, and that I want to know where she's at. And so I'm trying to sneak into whatever the residence is, where she's at. And it's probably face duress.
Well, if you click on your character, you should see face duress up there. I don't know if you were trying to use one of your Black Hood moves.
Well, so that's possible. Let me look. I'm going to click on my character. I'll see threat with force, safe situation.
I don't think it's like a shadow in the darkness. I really read like a shadow in the darkness is when you are trying to get away, like you're mm-hmm. fleeing from a heist or the cops are looking for you and you're trying not to be found. So
that to me is more of an escape move as opposed to more of an infiltrate move.
Right.
So
you have their eyes never open.
That's more of, to me, that's kind of a, I'll be honest, I interpret that as kind of an escape move, but with somebody. So, or something. Because that's how I used it at the party.
Yeah, I mean, it the way it reads is once per session, when you attempt to silently abduct or kill an NPC, to me, the words I'm focusing are the following words. Who's reasonably within your ability to reach, roll plus steady on a plus 10, choose 2, on a 7 to 9, choose 1. So in my mind, it potentially is the right move other than I don't think she's inherently reasonably within your ability to reach, but potentially you could make some other moves to get yourself there.
Yeah, I gotta get to the. I agree. I have to get to the position where I can make the move.
Okay.
So that's why I was like. That's why I was looking at face duress and how many times do I need to face duress to get to the position of where I have found Sindana, and then I can figure out what the heck I'm doing.
Probably just enough times that you eventually fail. Would be the right number of times. So, but let me just look at something else real quick, and then I will let's read the language of face duress again. So the question is, are you going to try to sneak your way to get close to where she is, or are you going to approach it and you do it at night? You're going to do it at day?
So, yeah, I would do it at night. I would try to sneak in.
Okay. So what are you doing with your day while that's going on?
I assume this is prior to the trial.
Yeah, let's just assume the trial may not actually be happening today. I think that's probably how I want to play it at this point in time. So maybe we'll say it's like the day before trial at this point in time.
I've already met with Solomon.
Yeah, we'll say that that's already taken place. So you know that Sindana is in the pillars, but she now is associating and hanging out with the Archon. So you probably need to be doing some thinking about that, but what else are you going to be doing with your day while you're thinking about how you're going to approach the situation in the evening?
That's a good question. I'll be honest. What's going through my mind is what the heck is beyond the barrier, and what opportunities are there beyond the barrier?
Okay.
I don't have an answer for that, but that's kind of what I'm thinking about.
Okay. So while you're kind of going about just doing your regular thing, you start hearing from other members of the syndicate, you know, is just rapidly spreading amongst the syndicate that something bad's happened. Something bad's happened, and some people are dead, and there's going to be problems. So you going to do anything about that?
Sure. I'll investigate what's going on. Why are they, what's the situation of their deaths?
So what you're hearing is that at least five people have been found dead this morning, and they all, and the story is they were all using Sweat of Risa, but at least two of the people are people, are customers that would buy from the crew that you run, and you're talking to your crew, and they're all like, we were out, man. We didn't sell anything to those two. I, you know, didn't see them. You know, told them the other day we were out, you know, because you told us that we really had to save it for our very best customers. So that's what we've been doing. So I don't know what happened, you know, but I'm telling you, man, we didn't sell them. It's not us. I don't know what's going on, but it's not us. So, and you don't really immediately know who the other three people bought from. But you know, at least two of the people were your customers, but your crew is telling you that they didn't sell anything to them.
Okay. So yeah, clearly I want to do some investigation about where the source of that race is, because it sounds like either it's sort of, you know, it's a bad lot, or somebody's put something in it somebody's tainted it, poisoned it, to place blame on me.
Man, there is no honor amongst thieves, is there?
No.
So think about that for a minute, Bane. Mm-hmm. Let's cut over. Salomon, what's going on?
So I'm going to head over to the priestess.
Right. Forgot about that. So, okay. Anything you want to do on the way, or other things you want to try to take care of, or are you just going to go?
I've already kind of told Adali what Ray told me. I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do with this lady. I have an idea, but I don't know. I can't do anything yet. So I'm just gonna go talk to the priestess. And
okay.
Or at least, yeah.
Okay, so you arrive at the Temple of Theen, and you see various functionaries there. You can tell they're really, you know, making sure the place is clean and appropriate, and you can see they're setting up to make sure that, that you know, they have enough, you know, room for everyone to be. And the image I'm using for our screensaver, our splash screen tonight, I threw that up on purpose to give you some sense. I wanted to avoid you having the mental image of like a medieval church. I'm really trying to stress that this is more of a temple. So that's why I'm using the image I'm using. So they're trying to arrange things to figure out how they're going to get people in for this trial. The vast majority of people there are going to probably be standing, but you do see there's some areas where they are arranging a seating of various forms.
Including lounging horribly uncomfortable in the middle of the stairs with your, like,
yes,
leg splayed behind you. And I don't know.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
like what I could do. All right.
Exactly. So you make yourself known.
I know that I'm there. Yep.
Yep. So shortly, Thanosophene appears, Master Cardoza. a somewhat pleasant yet somewhat awkward surprise. As you can tell, we are making all of the final preparations for the upcoming trial. Please tell me there's not a problem with our agreement or our arrangement.
No, but I wanted to just provide you some new information that's going on to the populace. It appears that the substance that the accused is attempted to use has been making its way to the streets, and it's unfortunately killing the citizenship of our great city-state. And I truly hope
killing?
That, yes,
she's
killing.
Hung up on the word killing. Wow. What? How do we know that this killed people?
Oh, we know it killed people because the magistrate has assured me of such, that there has been at least 5 deaths so far of sort of the citizenship due to this drug.
That is most troubling. That's most troubling. Well, the prisoner has been with your care, correct? I mean, you don't think she's directly done this, have you?
No, I don't think she's directly done this, but if the, if whatever organization she's working for and whatever she's attempting to do is attempting to be spread throughout town, so there's definitely a great risk to be involved, so... the odds that we, if we had all consumed this, we'd all be dead ourselves. So just consider that during your trial.
What's the Archon's reaction to this news?
He's greatly concerned and wanted me to sort of inform you of his strong displeasure with this news and how important it is to him that something be done about it.
Is there a specific intervention he is seeking?
Appropriate punishment.
Well, it would be important to ensure that the proper party is punished, would not it? If we punish this poor girl and she's not really at fault, the citizens of our city continue to be at risk, don't they?
Yes, but then perhaps the proper questioning needs to be made.
Proper questioning of who?
Of the young woman that you're so concerned with. Find out who is the source. How do we stop this from spreading throughout the city?
Are those questions that you believe we should be asking in a public proceeding?
Yes. I do.
Very well. I will speak to the leader of the presentation, and that is the High Priest of, I will tell you in just a second. The Goddess Dis, the Goddess of Justice, Custom, and Order. So, because this is a religious / legal proceeding, she will be leading the questioning of witnesses in this matter.
Okay.
However, I will assure you that I, as the head of the Pantheonic Council, will be leading the deliberations.
Alrighty.
I'm quite confident, a solution that is going to be acceptable to the Archon. If you would wish, I can have someone from the Temple of Hygieia assist in investigating the demise of these unfortunate souls.
Any assistance would be handy. The magistrate is unfortunately ill-equipped to handle this situation.
O'Dowley, what's going on? Is O'Dowley back?
Sorry, I was on mute because I was doing loud stuff and never came off mute. I'm talking, and then you're like, O'Dowley, are you back?
Okay.
Well, yes,
so tell us all the things that we didn't hear.
It was a lot of, I don't know, maybe I need to go see Solomon because I feel like O'Dowley, but it's player knowledge versus character knowledge, right? I feel like O'Dowley might be of assistance with these cases that are going on.
I thought the same thing like 30 minutes ago, but I didn't feel like it was my place to push that. So,
but maybe O'Dowley, you know, this is, you know, aside from the trial, his main focus is on the sweat. And, you know, so, you know, he's got his ear to the ground and, you know, maybe he hears about these people dying on his own.
Well, O'Dowley's in his shop and there's a knock at the shop and someone enters the shop. I guess, you know, because Kuvar's gone, you're back in business.
Mm-hmm.
And a servant that's somewhat familiar to you comes in before you've seen him before, he's definitely been in, you're not entirely sure, and he can tell that you don't remember exactly.
Right, remember, yeah.
And Master Mog, my apologies, but my master, Titus Brucia, is once again in need of your services and has something that he thinks you should be aware of, and if you are able to attend to him, that would be most appreciated.
Sure. Why not?
Okay. All right. So you, I assume, close up the shop again, and
I get my little cane out. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Just a doddering old fool.
Right.
Okay. Lead on.
Okay. So you get to Titus Bruce's residence. And you're summoned in, and once you're into the main residence, you clearly hear the wailing voice of a young woman. And the staff is all kind of on edge, and you're asked to wait. And then a few minutes after you've been waiting, Titus Brucia arrives to speak to you. Master Mog, I'm so glad that you could come and be of assistance. Well, assistance may not be the right term at this point, but nevertheless, I'm very glad you've come. You hear the wailing of the young female voice. You know,
Titus, what is wrong?
My daughter Portia. You remember you helped her.
Yes.
You remember the young man that was here with her.
Mm-hmm.
That you helped her. Yes.
Yes.
His name was
her friend.
Cleon. Yes, Cleon. Mm-hmm. Cleon Apulia. This is most distressing. He's passed this morning, and I think based on what I understand of the situation that you should know of this. I don't know if you can help the Apulia family at this time, but it appears that my daughter and Cleon did not learn fully from her prior experience, and Cleon at least was partaking of this substance that I guess they call it the sweat. Did you realize they call this sweat, Ariza?
I've heard, yes. Yes.
Apparently,
have you talked to Portia? Have you emphasized with her and used this as a lesson?
I think now she clearly understands what we tried to teach her before, that this is not of the gods. This is some impure, improper substance. And
it may be of the gods, but this is a side of the gods you don't want to see.
He looks very taken aback. Well, in any way, Mr. Mogg, Master Mogg, I immediately thought of you when I heard of this situation.
Yes, good.
I'm grief-stricken for the Apulia family, but I don't know if there's anything you can do.
Let me speak with Portia. Let me speak with Portia. I will investigate.
She's quite distraught, so
be
prepared. So they take you to Portia's chambers, and she's just screaming, why, oh, Cleon, crying. Distraught, her eyes are red. She's been crying for a long time and wailing. So what do you ask her?
Who's in the room with me?
Titus is there with you, looking like, you know, the typical father when he can't make his daughter quit crying. So he's kind of got that ineffective, should I hug her? Maybe if I hug her, that would, I don't know, I'm not sure. So, and there were some servants, but the servants appear to be steering pretty clear of her at this point in time.
So Odali's going to, how's the best to do this? Is he's going to go up to Titus and kind of pull him aside. Is like, would you mind, let me talk to her by myself. I promise I may have to be a little bit abrupt with her. And I think it would work better if you weren't here. Let me try this.
Yes. I did mostly want you to come for the Apulia family, but if while you're here, you could just help her. So the screaming, it's been going on for hours, and it can't be good for her. It cannot be good for her to scream and cry this much. Her mother is so distraught. Her mother is basically on the other side of the home now, and distraught as well. But I think if she would just stop the screaming, it's been hours, and I know she's distraught. She cared much for Cleon, but if you could do that while you're doing the more important things, you will always know how much I appreciate your fine services.
I'll see what I can do.
He excuses himself with a somewhat relieved look that you're going to do this on your own.
Okay. All right. Now, she's still screaming.
She's sobbing. She's kind of looking at you. You're the magician. You're the magician. You healed me before. You can bring Cleon back. You can bring Cleon back to life. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for coming. We need to go right now. You can bring Cleon back to life, and then everything will be fine.
So I told
you
before.
No, we have to hurry. I'm sure the longer it takes, the longer he's gone, the harder it's
going to
be.
I'm going to show you who has Cleon now. And I'm going to show you how stupid the two of you were. And you should be glad you are still breathing. And you should never do this again. Come. And I'm going to walk over to her.
Okay.
And I'm going to place my hands like on her, like maybe on her forehead.
Okay.
And I think the move I want to do, it's going to be just a general harness the unspeakable power.
Okay.
And I'm going to just kind of, I want to just kind of like, you know, like I'm picturing the scene where Frodo puts the ring on and like the eyes there. It's like, I just want to like show her the unspeakable power. This could go really wrong, which would be kind of cool.
This would be great if it goes wrong.
Yep. But yeah, we're gonna harness the unspeakable power. I'm just gonna like kind of lift the veil between reality and the unspeakable power, and just kind of show her the rotting miasma that like lies underneath all this stuff. And I'm gonna talk to her about I'm gonna talk to her about the sweat of Risa. And like this opens you up to this thing. It's like, and Cleon, you know, it's like, you should be very afraid, and you need to change your ways, and you need to find someone a lot less stupid than Cleon if you went back to this. All right, so that's what I'm going to do.
Let's see what happens.
Harness the unspeakable power. Oh man, I almost wanted to fail that one.
Bah. He just gets a 10 with a modifier. Okay. So you know, you touch her head and you basically create this window into not the unspeakable power per se, but the place where the unspeakable power resides, which you feel like is probably the place where the dead reside.
Almost Mountains of Madness style.
Potentially.
Little landscape that kind of makes you sand lost kind of thing. That's good. I like it.
Right. So, see, you rolled a 10 plus. So this is what I struggle with because I want to do something with it, but.
Do it.
It won't hurt. It's not going to hurt you. So, so yeah. you've presented, you know, this window to her, and it's just kind of this general area, and then just for a few moments, suddenly something takes shape and takes form, and it's the image of Cleon, and he is just pleading, Portia, Portia, and then it dissolves again and fades away, and your effect is over, and Portia's horrified for a minute, like this, the look on her face, like she screams. This is the fearful scream, not the wailing, sad scream.
Right.
I
wanted to scare the shit out of her.
But, unfortunately, after a few moments, she's like, You saw Cleon. Why didn't you bring Cleon back? He was right there. Didn't you see him? But you can bring him back. I know you can do it. You just have to. If it's money, my father has lots of money. We can. Father, and she runs out the door.
Oh, Dolly's shaking his head.
So, and you hear some noise, and Titus re-enters the room with Portia. She has a very, very excited look on her face. Probably the last time this excited, she was this excited was when Titus bought her a pony. and she's like, Dad, Father, yes, he showed me Cleon. He showed me he can bring him back. I'm sure it's just a matter of money. And you have, and for me, for Cleon, you would do it, Father. Wouldn't you do it? And he said, well, of course, darling, for you and anything. So, Master Mog, Portia shared with me that you gave her a vision of Cleon. And can you bring Cleon back? The Apulia family would be quite appreciative if you could do that. I'm sure they would be willing to bear a significant portion of whatever the fee for such a thing would be, since it's their son that's coming back, not my daughter.
It's a lot easier to send Portia to Cleon than to bring Cleon back.
You really saying that? You're just being funny.
Does Odali really say that? He's thinking that in his head.
He's clearly thinking that. Just yeah. Not sure whether he's going to...
I guess he's not going to actually say that. He's like, okay. Well, Portia, my child, you've missed the point of my demonstration. It's like, the place where Cleon is no place where anyone can ever come back the same. I could bring Cleon back, but he would not be the Cleon you knew.
Portia's very excited. Well, I'm sure no one would be the same after that terrible thing, but it's Cleon. I love Cleon, and I'm sure with some time he would get over what had happened, and it's like any bad thing. You know, if you give it enough time, I'm sure it would be fine. Oh, Father, please, let's go talk to the Apuli. Master Ma, can you come meet the Apuli family? I'm sure they'll be quite glad to know that you can bring Cleon back.
I'm trying to think how I want to play this.
All right. I'm glad you're thinking.
It doesn't feel like I rolled a 10, though. This does feel like it's affecting me. Although I could parlay it into a lot of money. But I'm thinking, like, if I brought Cleon back, he would be like the mountain in Game of Thrones.
and I will say, because you did roll a 10, that whatever... At whatever point you want to get out of this without any immediate negative consequences.
It's interesting. I like it. I'm trying to see how could I play this? Maybe let's string it out a little bit further. So okay. Where is Cleon's body? And where is his family?
It's at the Apuli
home. It's in like a, it's, is it in, you know, in state or something? They have prepared for burial or something like that?
That process is probably taking place right now.
Okay.
But I don't think it would probably be that advanced at this point in time. They're still probably just kind of in the shock mode of what's going on. And, you know, the magistrates came out to do their thing that they've done. So they're probably starting to prepare the body.
What's the name of their family again?
Well, according to Wikipedia, it's the Apulia. A-P-P-U-L-E-I-A.
All right, so Dolly's gonna. I think I'm gonna run with this, just cause.
Okay.
Because I think being a necromancer might be kind of cool. And
this
I need
is
a little
completely
more evil.
Off the cuff by me, so
I know.
Have no
That's
thoughts about you.
Part of why
you.
I'm tempted to roll with it.
Okay.
Just cause I'm now interested. So I was like, all right. Portia and Titus, we must move quickly. I'll need to meet with the Apuli family. We'll need to get them to agree. So you should come with me. I'll need the body. And I will need lots and lots of money.
Well, the Apuli family are not as wealthy as me, and it is their son, but I'm sure that there are some arrangements that can be made.
Yes.
So...
Just be warned, if we go down this path, the Cleon that comes back may be the ruin of us all.
Titus now looks a little uncomfortable with that prospect. Portia, that just bounced right off her. She didn't
she's an idiot.
So, she's in love. That's not hot love. Come on. So we'll cut scene with you making your way over to the Apulia household. Bane.
Yep.
What's going on? There's definitely some tension in the street.
Well, I think the last thing I was doing, I was kind of scoping out the Archon's residence. I think that I'm willing to. I think there's a lot to be gained by me infiltrating the Archon's residence. So I'm willing to. I'm willing to go there.
Okay. So you're, where do you think you are during the day?
I'm not going to do anything during the day. I'll go to Archon's residence at night.
Okay. Well, it's still daytime, so you're just laying low during the day?
I'm laying low during the day.
All right. So your fantasy Bronze Age version of a pager is going off? Double secret emergency meeting code.
All right. So I've got a page coming to me, tapping me on the shoulder.
Yep.
Well, you gotta pay attention to this, all right?
Boss wants to see you now. Bosses
all right.
Wanna see you now.
All right, it's during the daytime. I will accept all comers, so I will go see the boss.
All right. So you're summoned into the presence of the three leaders of the syndicate. One of the three is doing all the talking at this point in time, Tessio. So, Bane,
okay.
You have some explaining to do. You get everybody in the organization riled up. Tell us that Tarek's holding out on Sweat. You know what? If he's holding out on Sweat, he's got it in some really, really mysterious place. Because we tossed all his places, shook his crew down with an inch of their life. They're not holding any Sweat. So I'm thinking, well, I'm not done talking, Bane. So we've been thinking. Why would Bane say these things? Why would he want us to be focused on Tarek? Then the thought was, well, maybe Bane's got something going on that we don't want to see. And then, this morning, we find out that five of our customers are dead. Two of them being your customers, Bane.
So
you've got some explaining to do.
So first off, why would I want to kill my customers?
Well, we're fairly certain that you're not so stupid as to intentionally kill your customers. What we're not sure about is whether you're so ambitious that you might not try to pass off some defective or fake product to put some money in your pocket, get you some market share. Build that Bane reputation.
So
Bane, you're facing duress right now, so which isn't really a bad thing for you to face.
all right.
So I'm gonna let you talk out. I'm just telling you, wherever this is talking, you're probably gonna end up with a face duress roll.
Sure.
Unless you choose to go in a different direction. So
No, that's perfect. So. So while that may seem like a logical place for you to see things going, I can tell you that my interest is expanding our reach on Risa, and there is absolutely no reason why. You know, if it makes no sense for me to try to expand distribution of Risa and people start dying from it. I think that that Selic is trying to set me up.
You mean Tarek?
Why do I keep saying Selic? Yes, Tarek. I think
Selic
Kerrigan
is Rutus Lucinius's right-hand guy.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. So, Tarek, yes. I think Tarek was trying to set me up. And I think that, you know, if we dig in a little further, we're going to see that he is the root of this. I think that if you give me a little time, I might be able to find some additional avenues for a recent distribution, and we might be able to get to the root of what's going on with the tainted Risa.
Bane, you sure you're serving our interests or your interests?
Well, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I always have my interests at heart, but my interests are also our interests.
Tessio says, grab a seat. I'll talk to the other bosses for a minute. They kind of step aside to have a quiet confab. Why don't you go ahead and roll, if you click on your character,
mm-hmm.
and then on the top, you should see a bunch of buttons.
Yep.
Why don't you go ahead and roll your face duress up there, and let's see what happens.
Well, you know, hey.
Boom.
Hey.
Carl, don't take this the wrong way, but I hate you. Every time I think I've got your character in a hard spot, you just nail him. So they confer, and then they Tessio steps back and says, "All right, Bane. For now, we believe you that you're not responsible for this, but you need to figure out who is responsible for this. There's going to be a ton of heat coming down about this. Word is that they already have the Guild of Unsullied Strings pressured to get the word out that sweat's bad for people. So we need to figure out what really happened. We need to figure it out right away. We need to take care of whoever's messing with our business."
Absolutely. You know what? Absolutely. We are all on the same page with this. I that's, as far as I'm concerned, this is all of our concern. We need to figure out who's at the root of this.
Okay. Let's cut scene there. So you can think about how you want to act on that. Salomon, what's going on?
So, I guess the last thing that I did was head down to the priestesses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to see if I could send some, I guess spies would be the best word, or assistance, some, let's see here. I'm going to use my faction to try to find out rumors about what's going on with Archon and the little chickie.
Okay. So this is interesting, Gersh, because I'm talking to Gersh for a second. So, you know, we've, way back when we agreed to play around with the idea that your faction was unknown to everyone.
Yep.
And I can't find my notes where I did write about your faction. I think it's in the emails is where that information is. I just haven't gone back to troll my emails yet. So, here's what I'm going to say. You can do that. I'm going to say that if you want to do this in a timely way, that there's going to be a -2 to your call on your faction roll. And the -2 represents the fact that you've been very careful and discreet about calling on your faction. But in this situation where you're trying to get some more urgent assistance, that there'll be a -2 on the roll. And if it's either a fail or a not complete success, then some information about your faction will become known to somebody. So
that's dangerous.
and I want to have a out of game conversation with you about your faction to kind of make sure it's really well grounded and anchored in what we're doing.
Okay.
And I'll potentially give you some carte blanche to modify it a little bit. So,
all right. So how do I get rid of, in game terms, how do I get rid of, disobedience?
Mechanically, when you roll a 10 or better on your patron roll, it takes the disobedience off.
Okay.
And then potentially fictionally as well, I could decide that something you do is so pleasing to the to your patron that they take a disobedience off. I theoretically could do the same thing in your relationships with, really in both directions. If you're really unhappy with your employees, Paulos and Bane, you could effectively give them disobedience because you're both player characters. You can basically fire them whenever you want. I don't believe you have to get to 3 disobedience with them to terminate that relationship. I'd have to go back and check. So understanding that, and I will also give you this meta discussion, not necessarily tonight, but I anticipate, and I can talk to you some more out of session, that I think it's going to be more interesting for the game if you become identified with a faction.
Okay.
At some point in time. So again, I'm not going to try to ram that through tonight. But I think the more I see this, the more I look at it, mechanically, I don't know how well it works for you to be able to call on a faction that nobody else knows anything about.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll skip on calling on a faction then.
Coward.
Yeah. I am. You are correct, sir.
Okay.
Well, you know, whatever, I guess. I got 5 honor.
You can spend up to 3.
I could only spend up to 3, so that'll be a +1. Nah, screw it, then. I'm not ready for that. I'm going to maybe at least wait until the trial's done.
Do it.
No,
oh, come on.
That's all right. I've had enough years of school like that. So I'm going to send out some servants and just try to gather some information on what kind of relationship does it seem that the Archon has with the lady. I forget her name already.
Sindane.
Yeah, Sindane. And you know, to see how deep her claws are in him, and try to get a sense of
hopefully not as deep as yours, right?
Yeah, try to get a sense of how much hold and sway she has over him, and is it just a physical thing going on right now, or is there, you know, rumors of it being more than that, or is no one even noticed? Like, you know, she hasn't even been there that long, so. I guess I'm just trying to get a sense of the of his servants and so forth. I'm going to like send my servants to talk to his servants and just get a sense of what they're thinking of the whole situation.
just look. It sure sounds like you're studying a situation. Normally, you're in. Let's see. I'm looking at the questions that you normally get. That's more of a you're in a scene type situation. I'm just seeing if there's a particular move that.
Okay.
I don't know that any of the moves necessarily.
Yeah, without me actually doing it.
Right. Yep.
It'd just be odd, I think, if I started questioning servants. I'm just going to try to leverage my position a little bit.
Right. And I'm just trying to decide if there's anything that will cover that. I'm not entirely sure how to mechanically how to address that. Okay, so you're doing that. Let's cut back to Odali.
Okay.
Making your way over to the Apulia household.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I have Titus and or Portia with me, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have both with you.
Okay. I'm going to, on the way over, I'm going to say, please, let's treat this discreetly. Let's have a private audience, and I'll explain to the Apulia family and you what this entails, and you'll need to think carefully about whether you want to try this or not.
Okay. So you arrive at the Apulia household. It's quite somber, and the servants clearly appear, saddened, and you're ushered in to meet the head of the Apulia family, who should probably have a name. It's Sextus Apulia.
Okay.
So he's Titus. I'm glad to see you, but I'm not really in a very good situation to entertain guests. As you're well aware, we are starting to make arrangements to deal with Cleon. And Portia, I'm so sorry for the impact this is having on you. And I'm sorry. Titus, is this that man you told me about in the past? Titus, like, oh, yes, this is Master Mog, Odali Mog. This is Sextus Apulia. Mr. Mog is, Master Mog has some very interesting and powerful talents that he, I don't want to get your hopes up, but maybe there's something he can do to address your situation. Sextus appears confused, and he doesn't look like a priest. We're going to make arrangements for the service. I'm sorry, I'm at a loss. I apologize.
Your son, I can reach your son. I attempted. Portia seemed inconsolable. I showed her the other side. I would not recommend this, but she seems to think she wants to bring Cleon back.
Bring him.
He will. It will not be Cleon that comes back. It will be some horrific aberration in his form. But Portia insisted that we come over here and speak to you. But it can be done. It's very
horrific.
Dangerous, and I don't want to do it.
Portia's like, I'm sure he would only be horrific for a little while, and I would care for him. I would be with
Did
him
you
every
not
day.
Understand anything that I showed you? Fool.
I love Cleon. I just want it back. She starts wailing and sobbing again. Titus is kind of looking at you like, I thought you fixed that, the sobbing thing.
I'm just, yeah.
Sextus.
I'm going to give him a...
Sextus is, how is this right in the eyes of the gods?
It is not.
Would he even recognize his family?
In all likelihood, no, he would be a monster. And it is worse because of the path he took to the other side. This is what I tried to convince Portia of, and I tried to scare her and show her she was lucky to still be on this side of the barrier. But she is taking the wrong lesson. I almost want to bring him back to show you the horror that you people are dealing with.
Please, please. I don't think my family could take any further shock at this time. Titus, I appreciate your good intentions in doing this, but I don't really appreciate this offer. I don't think this is something that we could tolerate. And I think it would just make our loss even.
I hear wisdom.
More aggressive.
Very well.
Mr. Mogg, please don't take this the wrong way.
No, I take it the right way. You have made the right choice.
Please just
well done.
Allow us to make our preparations. Again, I thank you for coming. Portia's wailing. Portia, I think one day you'll understand that Master Mogg has the right of this, that this would be wrong. It'd be an abomination, and it would not be the Cleon that you loved, and it would not be our Cleon that would be back with us. Let's cut scene to Bane.
I
kind
of wanted to be a necromancer. Damn it. Oh, well. Anyway.
Who knows? Chance may still come. So, Bane, you've bought some more time with the bosses, but they... mission one now is... they want to answer, and they want to answer like as soon as possible, like tonight.
So okay.
What are you doing when you leave the meeting with the bosses?
So is it still daytime or is it dusk?
Yeah, it's still daytime. It's still daytime. It's probably early afternoon now.
And they wouldn't answer.
Yeah, they want to know why these people are dead, who's responsible, because they need to nip this in the bud right now.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna go to the Archon's residence. We're just gonna take care of this right now.
Okay. During the daytime.
Yeah.
Okay. Hope your answers at the Archon's residence. So,
so okay. I'm going to sneak in. And
so you want to sneak into the main, you know, the whole place itself, the pillars, that
well,
whole
I wanna
structure
sneak,
compound,
so I
wanna sneak in, whatever you want
to call it. I want to sneak into the sleeping area. So the apartments.
Yeah, well, you got to get in the complex first. So the question is, are you trying to sneak in, trying to talk your way in? What are you
trying to do? I'm going to try to sneak my way in.
Okay. I think that would be a face duress, sir.
Sure. Ready?
Yeah. Roll it up. That's weird.
Did it roll?
It did. It didn't roll. Pick up your modifier. Did you roll the one off your...
Yeah. Well, I didn't click my character. I rolled it off my... I just rolled it off the bottom of the screen.
No, so go ahead and you need to roll it off your... Well...
Yeah, it's fine. I'll re-roll it.
Okay.
Oh, ouch. You would have made it, man.
That's fine. Hey, I want to make it again, man.
If you do, I'm going to... That's hilarious.
Nope.
Oh.
No. Did not make it again. All right. So you ended up with an 8.
Mm-hmm.
So the rule says on a 7 to 9, you flinch, stalled, or hesitated. The MC will pick 1 or 2 of the following and tell you what it will look like if you take it. So I have to decide which of these I want. So this is get you into the main compound.
Mm-hmm.
So you can achieve your goal, but it's going to come at a price.
Okay.
So basically, here's the way I'll play it. So you're kind of trying to sneak your way in, and you're doing a pretty good job. It's going pretty well for you. And then you're doing kind of a mix of trying to just look like a guy who's supposed to be there, and then at the appropriate time, it's just kind of like cutting off and making your way to a place you're not supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone pretty well for you. And then you're darting around a corner because you can hear someone coming, and you were so focused on the person who was coming that you didn't pay enough attention to where you were going. So you dart around the mm-hmm. corner and you end up face to face with a servant who you've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
It's the servant that you ran into the night that you were bringing Selic in to meet with Sandane.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually ended up, if you remember, you ended up threatening her.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't really actually take your react that much to your threat. So she kind of gives a grin. Ah, you again. What are you going to do that requires my death today?
You know what? I'm not doing anything. Tarek sent me here. Tarek told me that you would let me pass.
Tarek?
Yeah.
Not really sure who Tarek is. Sure you're not here to see your paymaster?
No. Tarek is the one who sent me.
Well, I don't know who Tarek is. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not really sure you're supposed to be here. I'll let your boss know that you're here and the captain of the guard. And she kind of shuffles off. Have a good day, sir. And she walks off.
Okay.
So here's your situation. You can keep on, but now it's known that you're there. So if you keep on with your current course of action, if you succeed in getting Sandane out of the pillars, it's going to be obvious to everybody that you're the person who did it. You want to keep on?
All right. So I'll keep going.
Okay. So you continue to make your way through the pillars.
I understand. You've woken me up like 3 times.
I'm sorry.
You're still being loud. Do you understand? Like, you've got to take those headphones off because you don't know how loud you're being.
I'm not even being a secret person infiltrated.
Okay, so there we go. So the good news is I'm going to wrap us, I think, here not too long from now. So let's do this, Bane. I think you're probably, that's weird. Well, I have... That's strange. Let me look at something real quick. I'm trying to figure out why I don't see your other moves. Oh, because I didn't put them as token actions. There we go. How about that?
All right.
Did they show up now?
I was
like, why can't I see your... Where's this? Click over. Okay. If you click off your character and then click back on your character. Then okay. I forgot to actually put them to link them to your token. So
yeah.
So I think you're probably at the point where if you want to roll, their eyes never open. I'll let you roll that at this point.
All right.
Sure you want to do this?
Yeah, man, I'm here.
Okay. Because it's not really like night right now. So, and tell me exactly what you're going to do.
So, so you just said that basically somebody saw me and that they didn't necessarily believe that I was here on who I said I was here with.
Right. Carrick doesn't mean anything to anyone in the Pillars.
That's okay, because that's what I'm going with. If I'm found, it's going to be based on Tarek. I'm here because I'll just say that, you know, up to the point of me getting somebody, it's you know, when somebody found me up to this point, it was, well, Tarek sent me, but now I am. I'm on my own. So if I make this roll, it's on me.
So I know. So what I want to try and figure out is exactly what your plan is.
You basically
are positioned just outside the inner chambers for the Archon.
Yeah. So my intent is I want to kidnap Sindana.
Okay.
And I want to take her back to. Basically to my residence, my secret location.
So here's what I'm going to fudge on you a little bit. So here's the way I think it would play out. It'll be one more face duress to get into the Archon's apartments and get to Sindane without encountering the Archon or any of his staff. Then I'll let you roll your bare eyes never open to actually grab her and get out of there. Pursuant to that move.
Okay.
Seem reasonable?
Yep.
Okay. So roll your face duress.
Oh.
Folks, 2 + 1 + 2 steady is not good enough.
Oof.
That's a 5. That is a miss. Just read face to rest one more time. Tell me if it gives me any. So normally, it doesn't really tell me what to do on a miss. and I think that's because they just give you some general guidance on what to do on a miss, which you usually make a move. So here's what's going to happen, because I think with the 7 to 9, it's a partial success. And the idea is because you partially succeeded, the GM gives you the choice. You can succeed, and but here's the complication. But now you've just failed, which means I think you failed the role. And so the way I'm going to play it is you make your way into the chambers, and you figure out where Sindane is, and you're making your way towards where she is in the inner chambers. And right as you're about to approach and grab her, the Archon walks in to the area where you are, sees you and sees her, and lets out a shout. Who are you? Why are you in? Assassin! 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 He starts screaming, assassin. What do you do?
All right, well, then I have to go to my move, which is... like a shadow in the darkness. It's my escape move.
That is like a shadow in the darkness. That's right. So he is screaming, and you're going to try to disappear and get out of there. Okay.
Yeah.
Roll your like a shadow in the darkness. Boom. Right, Carl is better getting out of trouble than he is getting in. He's got a 10. You are out of sight and may choose from the list below. You get to choose two of those things that are listed there, Carl.
All right.
It popped up in chat, so.
So, all right.
Which of those two do you want?
I don't see a list.
Hey, go look in the chat window underneath your role. I basically set it up so you roll, and then the language of the rule appears behind you.
Okay, so it says, on a hit, you are out of sight and may choose a list below, 10 plus.
Choose two of the following.
All right. Those looking for you are distracted by something else. You stumble across something interesting or important as you hide. That's it. On a miss... like it draws unwanted attention. Yep. So I will say that those looking for you are distracted by something else that's equally pressing.
Okay. What do you think that, I'll give you a chance to tell me what you think that is.
So what that means, but to me what that means is that I was found and then I kind of ducked out. And I was able to get out of sight, and then as I was getting out of sight, and sort of getting away, that the folks who were looking for me couldn't find me and went looking in another direction.
Okay. And what is the other one? What's the other one you want to follow, or choose? Excuse me.
So how about though you stumble across something important?
Okay. Do you want to tell me what you think the distracting thing was?
Do you have an idea? I'm gonna reach out. Do you have an idea?
I don't necessarily have an idea. I was going to give you first crack at what might the distracting thing might be.
Well, so to me, it's all centered around Sindana. So it's something that maybe she's left either in evidence or behind. I've come across it, and whether it's related to her newfound ability to communicate, or her ambassadorship, or whatever it is, I've come across. Her newfound ability to communicate.
Okay. Well, that's what's. I was looking for the first one, the distraction, and then I was.
Mm-hmm.
I have some ideas about the interesting or important thing. So let's start with. Do you have any ideas about what would be equally pressing or what would distract them?
So I would say that. I'm probably gifted enough that if I'm escaping, I could give something that's distracting as I'm escaping that okay. Either blinds them or makes it so they can't see where I'm going.
Salomon, you with us? Salomon.
Yep. No, I'm still here.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's the pillars, any ideas on something that might be equally pressing or distracting that would stop the guards from, or divert the guards from trying to find Bane?
I could see sort of out of character. I could see the Archon being more pressed with protecting himself than seeking the intruder necessarily.
Okay.
Which would, you know, give an opportunity to allow him to get away. So, I mean, the pressing need for the Archon would be, you know, protect me, you know, because he's assuming the guy is here as an assassin, most likely for himself. Because that's just the character that he is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That seems reasonable. So, yeah, fortunately for you, the Archon, like, as the guards start to arrive, you know, he's demanding they, like, you know, form a perimeter around him and you know, get Sundane and, you know, make sure that no one gets him. And they're kind of like, well, you know, where did this guy go? We should really get him. That's what we should do. And so that lets you get away from the immediate area of the chambers. And as you're making your way through the pillars, you just know from your prior experiences from coming in and out to visit with Salomon, you know that part of the pillars a little bit better. So you kind of gravitate towards there, and you know that there's a little used pathway or series of hallways that kind of comes off where Salomon's workspace is. So you're making your way there, and as you are almost about to actually be gone, you hear some people coming and you duck in to a very small room that's very close to Salomon's chambers where he works.
Mm-hmm.
And you're hiding in there. And as you're sitting there hiding in there waiting for these people to pass by so you can escape, you find several kind of in a shelf that almost looks like it's almost hidden. Some scrolls, just in the way you're looking at them, and you're a thief,
mm-hmm.
so you're used to finding valuable things that people don't want found. So you're subconsciously always have an eye for that. So mm-hmm. you just notice something, and while you're waiting, you kind of can't help yourself because you're a thief. You kind of poke around, and you find these scrolls that are hidden, and you open the scrolls. And you see the same language or the same writing that you saw on the piece of paper that Sundane had
mm-hmm.
in the past. It doesn't appear to be the same, exact same symbols, but it seems to be the same language.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take those with you?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. All right. And you successfully escape. Salomon, you are arriving back from, I think you're arriving. Did we do anything with you after you met with the priestess? I'm trying to, oh, you sit.
I sent off servants to, yes. Yeah, to.
Yeah. So you're tending to various matters when suddenly there's a tumult in the pillars and you hear guards running and of course somebody comes to you and breathless, sir, there's been an assassin attempted to assassinate the Archon. The guards are guarding him now, but we would just want to tell you so as quickly as possible. Anything you want to do? I assume should I take you to the Archon?
Yes, immediately.
All right.
Stick with me for my protection, please.
Yes. So they take you to the Archon, and he's there with, you know, some guards and Sundane, and he's you know, visibly shook up when you come in. Cardoza.
Sir.
Cardoza. There was an assassin. He got within 6 feet of me, maybe 7 feet. At most 8. Maybe 10.
That's still
fortunately,
far too close.
I surprised him and was able to call for the guards and alert them. And but this is unacceptable. I want this place turned upside down, and these guards are going to stay with me. But I want you to be in charge of turning this place upside down, finding this person.
Right.
This is the most troubling turn of events.
We'll do our best. It's a shame the guards weren't able to apprehend the thief immediately, or assassin immediately. Let me go at once to attempt to find him. Hopefully he has not escaped the pillars just yet.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go off and find the captain of the guards or whoever is in charge of the guards and organize a full search. You know, I don't know who it is, so I have to go off of Looney's words here and do my best to search and see if I could find anyone or find out any information or any tracks or anything like that. What's going on?
Right.
So I'm going to be up all night, it sounds like.
It sure sounds like you're going to be up all night. So, so let's cut scene there. Oh, Dolly, anything else?
No, I think I'm good.
Yeah. I think this is probably where I want to wrap. It's 10 minutes till midnight, and this seems like a good place to stop, unless somebody has something critical to do before we get done.
No, I don't think so.
So, O'Dolly, how many times do you think you hit either Arcane or Sly in a scene tonight?
I hit Arcane in two different scenes.
Okay. And Solomon, how many times do you think you hit Wily or Sly?
I didn't roll the dice once. So.
You know, I was thinking he's not rolled at all. And I wasn't sure if there was a particular reason. That's why I kind of asked a couple times, you know, what else.
No, there really wasn't much Solomon needed. You know, Solomon's just hanging around for this trial. So I didn't really have much going on.
Okay. I didn't know if you were going to double cross someone who trusts you. So.
Nah, well, not yet. No.
Bane. I think you hit steady in at least two scenes.
Yeah, I think a couple times.
You never hit Arcane, I know that. So,
right.
So I'll give you two advancement points for steady. You did not steal something valuable.
I was working towards it.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you because of what you've found on the way out.
Ah,
all right. It's valuable to somebody. Why would they have hidden it if it wasn't? O'Dolly, reveal the extent of your power to someone who may covet or hate your abilities.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you revealed your power, but I don't think you really did it
but
to someone.
To a ditzy woman.
Yep. Okay. If I could find my notes about honor, we could do that as
probably
well.
Still in the dock.
Yeah, here we go. I'm just going to go ahead and copy it back up and paste it in. There it is. Copy. Come back up here. Boom. Okay. Anybody feel like they tangibly advance the interest, agenda, or standing of your faction?
No.
Nah.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Anyone make a connection with someone who may find you useful? Or desirable?
Nope.
probably
not,
no.
Yeah, probably not particularly.
Okay. Three, demonstrate your power, talent, wisdom, or skills to others. Clearly, O'Dolly.
Yeah, my wisdom. Maybe. Such as it is.
Powers.
Your power, talent, wisdom, or skill to others. I'm not sure, Bane. I think if you had succeeded in getting Sundana, I'd have no problem giving that to you. So.
Yeah. I agree. I probably didn't do that. So.
Okay. Spread rumors, secrets, or information to those who need or want it. Rumors, secrets,
not me.
Nope.
Not O'Dolly. Gersh, you don't think so? I'm not necessarily thinking of anything.
No.
And Bane, I don't feel like you really shared anything. You've been pitching a line to your bosses, which may or may not come back to
to
haunt you. Honor loss. Anybody publicly humiliated, repudiated, or shown to be weak?
Yeah, me. Absolutely me.
Well, publicly humiliated, repudiated, or shown to be weak.
I guess maybe not publicly, but definitely humiliated and...
I'm going to ding you when there.
Yeah. I agree.
This
is anybody honor,
go,
right?
Yeah, anybody go back on your word or betray someone?
Not yet.
Anybody feel like they acted against their faction?
Not yet.
Bane? I don't know.
It all depends on how you interpret it. I had intention of being able to utilize Sindane to substantiate my claims.
Right.
So I was not able to do that. And so whether you consider that a ding against me, then, you know, so be it. But
I'm gonna put it under that. I think it's some combination of went back on your word and acted against your faction, because basically you promised him that you were gonna go figure out what happened, and you're gonna come back empty-handed. That'll be something you'll have to deal with at the beginning of next session. So So there we go. Cool. Okay, guys. Well, I think for three players, we kept it pretty interesting tonight, and we actually still moved the story along. Got some new interesting twists out there.
I'll say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. like I said, Gersh, I'm going to reach out to you. I think you and I need to do a little bit of work on your faction situation so that
that's good.
Can start playing. There is the ability to go factionless in the game. And that's either that's basically when you break with your faction. You zero out whatever honor you have, and then you can either remain factionless, in which case you don't have a faction to call on. And I don't think you can accrue honor while you're factionless, or you can associate with a new faction. Mm-hmm. So those are all possibilities I'm open to. Gersh, as far as, you know, how we proceed. But if you stick with your original faction idea, I think the layers of the onion are going to be peeled back a little bit in the next sessions. So mostly because I find it interesting.
Okay.
But I want to give you an out because I also don't want to be in a situation where you felt like, but you said that I could. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right, boys. We booked two dates. I don't remember off the top of my head what our next date is, but I'll do the same drill. As we get closer to that date, I'll send out some emails to you, do some pre-game planning stuff and talking about stuff. That's all I got.
September 4th.
There we go. September 4th. Cool. For the three of y'all, does that still sound good?
Yep.
Yeah. So works for me.
All right, boys. Excellent.
All right.
Everybody have a wonderful night. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy it.
Like what's going. All right, boys. Talk to y'all later.
Yep. Good night. Thank you.
Bye.